Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house
testing,
across
testing.
Town.
Nope.
She's
is it on?
By on the telephone.
Howdy, y'all.
Faded flannel gown.
Yo.
Howdy, y'all. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
She's not a ride.
Very, very excited for Skankfest South happening in Texas. Woo! Texas, March 27th to 29th.
Woo!
2020. And we're going to have quite a show today in celebration of Skankfest South. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, and I got two white guests as always. We do not have Zach. I don't know where Zach went. I don't know what's going on with Zach, Shannon. Shannon, where's Zach today?
I don't know.
Shannon, where'd Zach go?
He died.
The dearly departed. Zach Miko.
All right, y'all. We got a great show planned today. No Zach and Miko. Hopefully, we can get Zach possibly on the phone, Shannon. Maybe send him a little bit of text message. We'll see if we can get him on the phone. We do have two white guests in to celebrate Skankfest South. Neither of these people are booked on Skankfest South. So it's going to be a little bit of a weird show for them. But we're talking all things Skankfest South today. The very, very lovely Karen Margolis joins the show.
Ha ha! I forgot it was a podcast. This is unlistenable.
This is not unlistenable. What are you talking about?
So
this is great.
So far, it's bizarre.
It's not bizarre. What are you talking about? Stop.
Well,
Shut the fuck up, Karen. You shut the fuck up. You say fucking nothing, Karen. God damn it, Colin Terrell. If she opens her goddamn mouth again, you put an Alabama handshake up on her chin.
All right.
On this wee sugar.
I consent.
We got no problem. We got no problem hitting women on today's show. We're celebrating Skankfest South. Colin Terrell, very nice to have you back on the show.
Howdy doody, Mr. Gomez.
Howdy doody to you, my friend. This is going to be a particularly fun show. We have today's special presentation of the Real Ass Podcast. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to give away some Skankfest tickets on today's show. 573-GAS-LINE is the phone number. But we're only giving it to Southerners. Only a Southerner. I say not yet. We're gonna open up the lines in a little bit, Shannon. We're gonna do like a top caller. Maybe we'll do some sort of trivia. Maybe we'll do some sort of contest. I don't know. But if you're watching right now, now's your chance to win Skankfest All Access Passes.
Yeehaw!
Woo! In fact, Shannon, you know what? Pull up the trailer. Pull up the trailer. YouTube in YouTube. We are fucking breaking the internet right now. I sound good. First of all, Karen, you shut the fuck up.
I mean,
my voice is nice. I have a very nice, smooth, sexy Southern voice.
Let's just say
my very
your
real
voice,
my
matches
voice.
Your mustache now.
My mustache. Wait. First of all, Karen, you're not gonna hurt my feelings. I told
it's
you.
It's not about your feelings.
I told you how I felt about your girl.
That's true. You have several times.
Karen comes in every time she shows her abs.
I do what I can do.
My dick moves a little bit. I don't know what
fine.
To do. I don't know what to do
As
except for dealing with it. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you don't even, they don't got to see my face, Shannon. Just play the trailer for them. Let them know what's going on. These are some of the amazing performers that are going to be on Skankfest this year. Here you go.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to KPPT, Texas' number one conservative talk radio station. We've got a caller. Karen is on the phone, and she's a little concerned. Tell us what's on your mind, Karen.
Yes, hi. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. And I just wanted to share with my community that I'm a little bit concerned. My son has become a fan of these podcasts and quote-unquote comedians from up in New York. And apparently, they're bringing down a big group of these degenerate, foul-mouthed clowns for some event called Gang Fest in Houston. I, for one, cannot believe the things that come out of these people's mouths.
Welcome to the clown show!
That's right. Skankfest.net is the website. You can go get tickets right now. I mean, the lineup, we have released a bunch of the lineup. The people who we can announce right now, some of the names you might recognize, the great Robert Kelly, the great Andrew Schultz, Adrian Appalucci, Doug Benson, Eddie Pepitone, Shane Gillis, Tim Dillon, Tom Green, Tony Hinchcliffe, Mike Vecchione, Nate Bargatze, Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, Joe DeRosa, Kurt Metzger, Jim Norton, Jim Florentine. I mean, the list goes on and on. Jessica Kirsten. We got live podcasts. We got the Anthony Cumia Show. Believe You Me with Michael Bisping. Kill Tony. Doug Loves Movies. The guys we fucked are going to be there. Holy shit. Skankfest South is coming to you March 27th through 29th. And that's just the names we can announce right now. We have more special surprises coming in. We have more people we're announcing throughout January and February. Do not wait to get your tickets.
Sounds like a hootin' tootin' good time then, Mr. Gomez.
Let me tell you something, Colin.
Yeah.
It's going to make you feel like you're eating your grandma's grits on a Sunday morning. You know?
Oh, yeah. Like some Louisiana gumbo on a fucking... Spix tits.
You know, that was a little bit offensive, and that's not the type of show we have. We're very...
You're a dirty Mexican. I don't care what you say.
I do not appreciate the racism. Maybe we're going to get into that a little
fair
bit today.
Fair is fair.
Skankfest.net is the website. Do not wait to grab your tickets. I know people are always like, oh, I'll wait. And then guess what? The passes sell out and you guys fuck up. You don't get to come and see Skankfest. We're doing 3 days of the goddamn comedy jam. We're going to be doing pro wrestling. We're doing slap boxing tournaments.
May I interject?
What the fuck was that? What was that, man?
May I interject?
Were you having a stroke?
Sorry. Got some jambalaya in my throat.
In your throat.
May I interject?
You may interject. What
y'all,
would you like to say, Colin?
You've been interjecting.
I've been in. Okay, Shoga, you better get popped in the face.
That a joke.
Hey, woman,
you.
A man is talking.
Jokes on y'all.
A goddamn
I like that.
Man is talking.
Please.
Okay,
do.
Are we here not actually doing Skankfest? Or was that a joke?
That was real, real untoward.
Yeah, you are a fucking untoward, my friend.
I mean, no festival perfect, but this one is very imperfect.
I mean, I'm sure we can figure out a way for you guys to do Skankfest. You know what? How about this? 573 Gaslight, whichever one of you calls in first, you're on Skankfest.
I hate that plan.
No.
That upsets me. He is not my competition.
Together we are strong.
That's right.
You will not come between the unity of our partnership.
We are united as one.
The union.
That's right. We'll
stick together.
Yes. Did you guys submit for Skankfest?
You no. Well,
is that someone on the phone?
I am beyond submissions. My reputation precedes me.
You do not bemuse me.
Did y'all submit for Skankfest?
I am not bemused.
Or did you act like you were above it because you knew the Puerto Rican rattlesnake? You knew you can come in and show your little bellies and get my dick rooting and tooting it.
I thought my belly would be enough.
And calm, I've not seen your belly. So maybe if you show a little bit of belly, we can talk about doing Skankfest. Who knows?
Did I not reveal my belly upon entering this podcast?
Ladies and gentlemen,
reveal the belly again.
Let me tell the fans something, okay?
Please.
Okay.
This girl's got abs for days.
Thanks.
Abs for days. It's a goddamn, it's...
It ain't the worst.
What, Shannon? We're talking to a woman with abs, Shannon. Why are you chiming in?
Oh, don't do that.
Can't do it.
What? Shannon?
Shannon,
do it.
Come on now. Come on now, honey.
Shannon's going to be a bitch.
Are we actual? I can't. Are we taking calls?
We're taking calls in
right
now. Y'all are taking calls. Y'all be taking calls.
When I say to call.
Not yet.
For crying out loud.
So not yet.
Shannon. When I want to take a call, you'll hear me say, hey, you know what? Time to open up the phone lines.
Okay, because the phones are ringing.
Shannon, they are ringing. They are tinging, all right? And that's okay. I got no problem.
Be a ringing.
Bless
the phone
her.
Should be a ringing. That's right, guys. Keep on calling, and maybe at one point we're just going to answer and go, you want tickets? Woo!
That girl, Shannon, she crazier than a Dixie cup.
She is crazier than a Dixie cup. She's crazy. She's as crazy as a horse's shoe on a Saturday afternoon with some sweet tea and some lemonade.
Finish it. There we go.
She's dumber than a Mississippi moon cricket.
That's just racist again, man. Come on,
no.
Stop. That's a black person from Mississippi. That's all a Mississippi moon cricket is.
Well, I didn't do much research.
All right. So, Shannon.
Yes.
Shannon, we're going to open up the phone lines in just a minute, but we need to, it just can't be the fifth caller or something. We got to do something specific. They got to do something.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We got to make them do something for the tickets.
Show us your belly.
Maybe how about this?
First bellypotamus to call this show.
First person to show their abdominal area.
Any abdominal area. That would be fine.
Calling me right now.
Oh.
Inappropriate and rude.
I can't answer that, Michael. I can't answer it. Do me a favor. Somebody go tell Michael over at the merch section that I cannot answer his calls right now because I'm on a radio show.
Merch section? In a studio?
We got a whole thing over there.
I don't see it all now.
I'm confused.
I done seen it all. First, a man walks on the moon, then a podcaster opens up a t-shirt printing factory next door. Wow. Karen, look at you showing her belly again, everyone.
It's belly time.
It's belly time, everyone.
It is belly time.
That's it. You know what? Karen Margolis, she just got booked at Skankfest.
Whoa. I'm a Skankfest now.
Don't forget about me.
I don't see no belly.
I will bring you with
y'all
me.
Y'all want a gentleman's belly on this show?
A gentleman's belly.
I'll show y'all my belly.
I want to see your belly right now.
I said it's belly time.
I bet it's not as good as Karen's belly.
It might not be.
Look at that. Ew.
Oh, it is a belly.
If I didn't know any better, I would think that you had an Irish belly.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, we got a lot to talk about. Shannon, Shannon, you think of the contest,
Skankfest,
all right?
Okay.
And we're going to have people call in to win Skankfest South tickets.
The phone has not stopped ringing.
It's not stopped ringing? You know what? Put the first caller through. Good. Let's see if they're worthy. Put them through. 573 Gasline. You're on the Real Ass Podcast with Luis J. Gomez. Go ahead, Shannon. You got it. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
It's belly
What's
time.
Your name? Where are you calling from? Right. Belly time.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is Will. Calling out of just outside DC.
Will
Virginia.
Virginia. I'm gonna consider that the South, Will.
It is to us.
Hell yeah.
All right, Will. All right. So here's the thing. All right. You got to answer one Skankfest trivia question. If you get this correct.
What's happening?
What?
Oh, hot dog.
Hot dog. What?
All right. All right.
What I'm saying. I got my voice. I'm good.
Up,
I'm good.
Don't fuck this up for me.
What are you talking about? We got it.
Do not ruin this episode for me.
We're not ruining this episode. Everyone loves this episode, obviously. They're all loving it.
You're hurting me.
So.
All right, sugar. What's the question?
All right. So, all right. I will say right now. Right now, off the top of your dome, Name me five performers performing at Skankfest South in Houston. You got 10 seconds on the clock. Oh my God. You want free tickets? Go! Girl.
Easy, Belly Man.
Tony Hinchcliffe. Joe List. Nate Bargatze. Mm. Louis J. Gomez. Mm? Big J. Okerson.
I can't count Big J and Louis J. Gomez. You got 6 more seconds. Go!
Colin Terrell.
I'm right here.
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis.
What the fuck? You just got a cheating, rooting, mediating.
Kurt Metzger. Done.
That's how we do it down south.
God damn it, this guy just won free tickets.
The South shall rise again.
The South has risen. The white man has won.
The South has risen.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Are you white?
Oh, what do you think, boy?
All right, baby. I just want to make sure you're a white man, because I'm not. We only got very few spaces for brown folk at Skankfest. So as long as you're a white man and you're going to give me your word that you're going to bring a white man or a white woman, a white woman's all right.
I appreciate that.
Jew is not white.
Jew is not white. That's actually the name of today's episode. Write that down, Shannon. Jew is not white. We need to make that very clear. All right.
Off white.
So we're going to put you on hold.
Off white.
We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to take your information. And, you know, thank you very much for calling in. And go do something, you know, to support the white man. And we'll see you at Skankfest.
Got one ticket for a white man.
Two
tickets for a white man, which is about 1/4 black man.
Colin, I like that you sound like you're like a mayoral candidate from 1817.
Well, I drink moonshine.
I drink moon cricket blood.
Moon cricket blood.
It's time for a duel.
Out of a Dixie cup.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to keep on doing that throughout today's show. Let me tell you something. 573 Gasline. You keep calling in. You're not going to annoy my team. Don't worry about it. They don't care. You keep calling in, and at random times, I'm going to just pick up the phone, and I'm going to give you a little bit of Skankfest trivia. Maybe it's trivia about today's show. Maybe it's trivia about past shows. Maybe it's trivia about just the South in general. But be prepared. You keep calling in 573 Gasline randomly through today's show. We're giving out tickets. I'm very generous. Very generous. All right, y'all. We got to take a quick moment and talk about Blue Chew, which is a great sponsor on the show. We love Blue Chew. If you guys like to have sex, and I know you do, who doesn't like to have sex, okay? You probably would like to have sex for a longer time. You'd like to have a fuller, more lasting sexual experience. Well, let me tell you something. Blue Chew is going to make it easy because it has the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis. It's chewable, so it works faster than pills that you swallow. Everyone knows if you chew up your drugs, it gets into your bloodstream much faster, okay? And the best part of all this is you don't have to go to the doctor and have a conversation. All you got to do is fill out a little online application. The 5 minutes later, guess what? They're going to send you some Blue Chew. They're going to send it right to your door. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. You don't have to go to Duane Reade or Rite Aid or any of those things. You can just sit in your home and get a rock hard boner in your mailbox. That's what we want, baby boys. Right now, if you go to BlueChew.com, we're going to give you a free trial. A free trial at BlueChew.com. You get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. $5. Just one little Abraham Lincoln, and guess what? You got a boner in your mailbox, all right? BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. Go get your boner. Enjoy your holiday boners on The Real Ass Podcast, BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a free trial. All right, where were we?
You seen it right there.
Let's get some plugs out of the way, Shannon, then we're going to get this show rolling.
Finally.
Karen's here for the plugs. We all know that.
Always. You know how I feel about that.
Always. Good, Karen. What do you got to plug, girly girl?
Me? Well, when does this come out?
This is going to be coming out on iTunes. I don't know.
When you don't know?
I feel
all
like
right,
the volume.
Fine.
It's weird.
My, I'm on Instagram, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis, and Twitty, Karen Kardashian, also KERN.
Why is it's the headphones sort of getting very low, Shannon?
That's fine. It's appropriate for me.
Karen, you can raise your voice. Raise your voice up to Jesus.
I do spots all over the city, and you can check me out on my Insta stories, which are always super lit.
All right. I like it, Karen.
Do you love it?
Tom Terrell, what do you got to plug?
You can check out my podcast, Big Dogs Podcast, The Guide to Being a Man. You can check it out everywhere the podcast do be.
I like
check
it. Everywhere they do be.
Everywhere podcast do be.
I forgot something.
Big Dogs Podcast.
Karen.
Yeah, sugar.
You know what? Listen.
It's real important.
There we go, Shannon. I don't know what the fuck you just did, but you just fixed it in my ears. What'd you do, Shannon? You did something. I know she did something because I watched her do it. She went, oh, shit. What happened, Shannon?
I'm an idiot.
What happened? You are an idiot. I like the fact that you admitted that. What did you do?
Like a woman who knows herself.
I was drinking too much moonshine last night.
Drinking too much moon cricket blood. You got a little bit messed up.
It's all fixed now.
All right. Fix it. You're all good. All right. So call them. I'm sorry. Big Dogs Podcast available on iTunes and everywhere else you find podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all go download. I beg your pardon. Y'all go download.
I really like hearing you trying to say download. Yep. That's a good word.
Y'all can get that podcast.
Get it.
Get it. Get her now. Get her done. Mm-hmm. Big Dogs Podcast.
Yeah, man, I got a lot of stuff coming up. You know what you got to do?
I'm not done either, though.
All right, Karen.
Don't forget to look out for my
show
new...
those abs. If you're coming back in, give us some ab shots.
Now feels a bit rude. All right. Nice. It's belly time. All right.
Belly time.
My app, and it is an app, is called The 10 Laws of Me Too. It's about how to not fuck your life up. And if you download it, keep an eye out. You will get a free ebook called How to Crush Pussy on Swipe Apps. Change your life.
You have an app called The 10 Laws of Me Too?
I will.
Uh-oh. I don't know what's going on.
We're
right
working
now.
On it. It's so exciting.
I feel like I've broken all 10 of those laws.
You might have.
Y'all speaking that into existence right now?
Oh, no. It's existing. It's coming to exist.
What would be there now found one rule in this app? What be there
yeah,
now
give us
found?
One of the rules. I would like to know one of the rules that I cannot break.
Be more hot.
Be more hot. All right, that is true.
Being not hot is disrespect.
You can bring the ball closer to the line if you're a little bit more attractive. I understand what you're saying.
That is correct.
You know.
It's called a hotness bubble.
Like an Alabama running back.
If you were going to be sexually assaulted by somebody and you could choose either an attractive man or a not attractive man.
I do not condone assault.
I know. I'm not saying that.
However.
I'm not saying. But you're saying.
There is a hotness bubble which encompasses the hot.
All right.
And is a protective umbrella.
I like it.
You see a hot person, you say, there is someone smart.
So if you want to rape, we're saying get to the gym if you want to rape.
Rape at the gym. That is not what I said.
That is what you're saying. If you go to Equinox, you can rape. All right.
That is a perversion.
Strong.
That is very true. You can do this.
A lot of women these days, they know self-defense.
They do.
So you want to go to the gym, get yourself nice and strong, learn yourself a couple of rape holes.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things you can do. So you can you get on the treadmill, and you can run real fast because she's going to run away from you.
You want to wrestle an alligator.
I knew y'all would get it. I knew y'all would support.
And what is, there's some sort of like Matt Pilates classes. Pull up a video of Matt Pilates. I bet you that this would help with your raping muscles.
And certainly, I like to say... make sure the victim is asleep.
Well,
in
makes
the court
it
of law, and I do declare
it does
that
make
she
it
did not say no, Your Honor. She was asleep. Case adjourned.
You should be a lawyer, young man. You know the Southern law.
I spent 2 years in college.
Good enough.
Why,
this
you.
Is awful, man. All right. This is great. What? All right, let's see. Body Fit by Amy. See, now look at this girl. She knows what's going on.
That's a belly puss if I ever
That's
saw
right
one.
There. That girl right there could get on Skankfest if she really wanted to.
Hi, everybody. I'm Amy from Body Fit by Amy.
Let's see her doing this the moves, Shannon. We got it. See, look at this. This is all if you want to be able to do a lot of raping. These are the muscles to engage.
Well, speaking of rape and Ralph, something just made its way into the headquarters.
We're only 22 minutes in, huh, Shannon? Put Frank on for a minute. How's Frank doing?
I'm all right today. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good, Frank. Very happy to have you in place of Nate. I don't know where Nate's at either. You know what? When I do these impromptu podcasts, half the reason that I do them is just to see how engaged my co-hosts and my producers are. I like to keep them on their toes. I'm like, hey, you know what? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're doing a podcast in 20 minutes. And if they're here, I know they're committed. Shannon, you know what? Shannon's always here. This is why Shannon's job is always safe.
Thank you.
No problem, Shannon. All right, we got some of these. I didn't do my plug, Shannon. You, God damn it. Guys, I'm on tour. Go to Louis J. Gomez Presents, louisjgomez.com. Go check me out. This Friday, Saturday night, I'll be in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, Bananas Comedy Club, New Year's Eve with the Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store. Then I'll be in the American Comedy Company, San Diego, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Hartford, Connecticut, Albany, Syracuse, Buffalo, and many more dates coming up. Just go to Louis J. Gomez Presents, louisjgomez.com. Also, check out my other podcasts here on the network, Legion of Skanks, the Believe You Me podcast with Michael Bisping. And if you love this podcast, I got to slow down for a minute. Hold on. My mouth was getting away from me there. It was running away.
As it does.
Like a moon cricket on a Sunday afternoon. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a slave with too much ambition. I'm all right, Tennessee. Yeehaw.
Like a slave that can see the future.
Just like a reading, writing slave.
Harriet Cupman.
Did you just say Harriet Cupman? Go subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to all the real ass podcast archives. Hey man, we do 3 episodes per week. Once in a while, they're gonna be awful. You know? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, baby? You gotta make an awful episode once in a while to let you know how good the other ones are.
Thanks for having me.
That's fair.
You know?
Happy to help.
Appreciate this conversation. Yes.
All right. Let's do it now.
All right.
Here we go. We got a lot to talk about. I talked about this last night on Skank, so I can't talk about the brothel being shut down, but that is depressing. There's a whorehouse just a few blocks away, and they're shutting
from here?
It down. They're shutting it down.
Why?
I don't know, man. They're racist. These poor Asian girls are just trying to make
they
money.
Hate
gentrification.
Whore?
It's true.
Gentrification.
All right, let's see now. All right, Shannon, let's pull up this one. 6-year-old boy born with a tail is worshipped as a monkey god.
All right.
I like this story. Let's see.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, let's see now. So is this just, he's got a little patch of hair?
Oh, no.
That's it?
Video won't play for some reason.
God damn it, Shannon, the video's got to play.
There it is.
Yeah, so he's got a little bit of a patch of hair, but is it like actually like an
Apache?
He's got Apache. That is an Apache Indian.
That is some savagery right there.
That right there,
In any other culture, that would be an unfuckable kid.
Oh, yeah, I think.
But in this culture,
not
he
in
is
my
a
house.
God.
Yeah, but we want to fuck. We want to fuck this monkey boy.
In India, he's actually one of the better looking people.
There he is. There we go. Look at this. See, now here's the thing. I feel like they can simply just shave that.
That is not
well,
a tail.
The good thing is that'll match his mother's lip.
Wait a minute. He actually might be a monkey god. What is that voodoo that he's doing right there?
Oh, this is a stretch.
Do we have a translator?
This is my
Shannon?
Son, the monkey
god. Libble dabble dibble.
Yeah, this is disgusting. The whole culture is disgusting.
Absolutely.
I'm not, I don't like anything that I'm seeing there in that video, Shannon. But it's also not a real tale.
I am dry as a bone. I've never cared for anything less than this disgusting tuft of hair.
My problem is it's not really a tail. It's just a little tuft of hair.
Not a tail.
I was expecting a full grown tail.
A moving tail.
A waggle. There ain't no waggle in that tail.
No.
Yeah. Shivam Kumar's neighbors believe he's a divine being due to the unusual growth of hairs on his back, so they shower him with chocolates and snacks.
I mean, I get showered with snacks. I ain't got no tail.
See, I thought he was covered in shit. He's covered in chocolate. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. He's been showering with chocolate. Shannon, whose story was that? That might be, if that was your story, that might be Shannon's retarded ass story of the week.
It was
new
mine.
Story. Boy with hair.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right, so in Texas, where I'm from.
Finally.
Where I'm from. And I said, can we please get some Southern stories, Shannon?
A bit of home.
Exactly. Can we bring home
in
to the show?
Foreign land.
Ain't no place like home.
There's a teen from Texas who was arrested for carving his name in his girlfriend's forehead.
Oh,
If that ain't love, I don't know what.
That is Shakespeare to me.
I'm telling you right now, that is romance. First of all,
put him in jail.
He stays carving into foreheads.
He's a handsome boy for a drug addict.
I don't know about that.
You don't think that's a handsome boy right there? Look at his eyes.
He is tweaking.
He done gone, lost his way from God.
That is a godless boy.
That's a god.
Well, it says blessed right there on his cheek. How are you going to say he's godless when it says blessed on his cheek?
That is a devil's move.
That is blasphemy, Mr. Gomez.
Do I not? Am I crazy? Are my eyes not correct for man? Because I see that as being a handsome boy. He's just got to get those tattoos removed. He's got nice lips, got nice eyes. Am I crazy here?
No.
You got the same facial hair.
He is handsome, but he is also disgusting.
He's also disgusting, but you know what? He needs a little bit of love.
I am not responsible for that love.
He needs to repent his sins.
Can we see the carving into the victim's forehead?
I am dry as a raisin. That is not my normal.
Is that his abs?
He's showing his belly. My uncle's jambalaya.
Oh, he is a belly man.
Wait, what is this? That's from the movie Fear.
Oh,
Shannon. It says Nicole Forever.
True. Yeah, they don't have the image of the girlfriend
because that is an assault and she is a victim.
But he did beat her to a bloody pulp first.
A bloody pulp.
Yeah.
Well,
you're right. He is handsome.
He's a handsome man.
Look, he is a beautiful man.
He knows what he wants.
Knows what to do with a carving knife. Knows how to carve someone right up.
He's good with his hands.
Hold on. I don't understand.
Raised on a farm.
What did he carve into her for? His name? What's his name?
Let me show you.
Buster.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Really, really offensive.
Jacob Hildreth.
Pronounced Jacob.
Did he carve his whole name into her forehead?
Or just Jack, something
that's not
nice.
Clear.
No. I remember
alleged scumbag.
When I was in the ninth grade, I was going to carve the words 9-inch nails into my arm.
That's horrific.
I was going to do it.
You were an emo little butterball.
And then I got to just the NIN, and I was like, that's enough.
That's a lot.
Which was their symbol anyway, but I was trying to do the whole thing.
I am surprised you got through a single cut.
It hurts like a motherfucker,
horrific,
man.
Yes.
I can't do it.
I've never mutilated myself that way.
I've seen a few girls that are cutters and guys.
I've seen it quite a bit.
Random's a cutter.
Who?
Random.
Who's that?
Random.
That does not surprise anyone.
Yeah.
A
lot of people
severe.
Wish you would go deeper with those cuts.
Maybe.
Your arm over, random.
Make
go a little bit deeper, baby.
Impact.
Live.
Maybe try the juggler.
I have something in addition.
What else do you have in addition?
Herpes.
So if this does not moisten me, I swear to God.
Shannon admits here she has herpes.
So the girlfriend's name, but she hasn't been identified. But her name is tattooed on his face.
Blessing.
Casablanca?
Coca-Cola.
Costanza. Catalonia.
Is her name Coca?
Is her name Cocaine?
Cancun of Mexico.
Catalyst.
Cocaina.
Catalisa. Blessings.
Cataboricra?
Jessica.
What about that there done? What about that there done tattoo on the other side?
Yeah, what if her name is Blessed?
Her name.
What if
we're
reading the wrong thing right there? That just is Casablanca.
Her name
movie.
Is a pile of nonsense on his left head.
that's a fine good cover up.
Is her name Booga Booga Booga?
Her name is what I sign when I have to use a credit card. It is nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, look, he's in love with this woman. You know, I've said this for a long time. If you're not emotionally abusing,
you carve the ones you love. I always say
that's my mama, God rest her soul, always said to me. If you love a woman, you brutalize that lady's face.
I carve who I fuck, and I love who I carve.
That's beautiful. That was poetry right there, Karen.
You write that just now, you?
Amazing. You must have written that beforehand.
No, you think so because of my belly, but no.
That's beautiful as a prairie on a Sunday evening.
I'm getting a lot of people. I just checked the chat, and they're saying that You're Welcome is not streaming on Gas Digital.
They're working on it.
They're working on it. What's going on with that, Shannon?
I don't know.
Is it my fault?
I think it might be.
No. No, it's not my fault. No. With this amazing episode of the Real Ass Podcast, impossible.
Y'all
sure, Michael Malice is probably having like a future presidential candidate on or something, but we're really getting to the facts here.
This highly listenable episode.
This extremely listenable, Karen. Don't you disrespect the Real Ass Podcast. This is a great show, okay?
One of the most easy listening podcasts.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What happened? Always an incident.
Don't you disrespect my show?
Why?
XYZ? I don't care what letter you say to me. But you do not disrespect the Real Ass Podcast.
It's why, sir? Where are your manners, little girl?
I was brought here for full disrespect and purposes.
You done gone and lost your way.
All right, where'd my notes go? I dropped my notes on the goddamn floor.
That is humiliating.
Who'd have thought that he had notes for this pile of shit?
Excuse me.
I mean, this highly listenable podcast.
It is highly listenable.
Highly listenable cat dog.
So,
thank God there's video.
Yeah, I got no problem with this guy who carved his name in this girl's face.
Legend.
I'm just saying that he showed her that he loves her. I'll tell you right now, there's no debate this guy loves that woman.
Rule number four on the Me Too app.
Always be carving ABC.
I like
ABC.
That. I like that. Do I love it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Can we get another rule, actually?
Well, all right. Y'all dick's going to shrivel right up about this one. Rule number 10.
Go ahead. Rule number 10.
Above all. Her safety.
Don't you say it.
Comes first.
Don't you say it.
First.
Don't you say it. How am I going to carve my name in her forehead if above all her safety comes first?
You don't know her triggers. You could be the face of a lifetime of pain. And you don't know it.
I agree
with that
one, Lewis.
So be aware that you could trigger something and you don't even know you've triggered it.
Do you think me taking a knife and carving my name into her forehead might trigger something?
I think it is probably a straightforward expression of love.
I don't gone here at all now.
You know what? Down is up. Up is down. North is south.
That is what your mustache would say.
Well, how am I supposed to know what gone trigger every single damn
That's correct. You
woman.
Don't. A bad reaction, that is your fault. Yeah, you take responsibility.
I love how hard this is for Callum. It actually seems physically painful.
Yeah.
It's making me so happy. I'm watching him.
Callum. We've met loping plenty of times. You booked me on Skankfest in the past.
I said, Callum.
You should know my name now.
I said your name. I said, Callum. Callum Terrell. I said it correctly.
Callum Egg Tyrell.
Callum like Pillar.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all gone got
like
that
a,
right.
Like a column of names that are not booked on Skankfest,
right?
In this column, we got all the people that are booked on Skankfest. And in this column, we got a bunch of people that are not booked on Skankfest.
I showed my belly.
You did show your belly. You know what? I got to be honest with you. It's going to be difficult for me to get over that one.
You're going to go back on your word, you fucking ninkin' belly cunt?
By the way, he's just trying to not say the N-word. I watch it almost come out of his mouth at least
you done close to
a dozen times during this show. Okay?
Y'all
Well, I say spick. That would ruin nobody's career.
Nobody cares. They don't care. You say spick all the live long day.
Nah.
All the live long day.
All right, let's go. Let's go back to the phones. 573 Gasline. We're doing a little bit more Skankfest trivia. I'm giving away another pair of passes right now. Did they stop ringing? It didn't stop ringing. It's been ringing the whole time.
It's never stopped ringing.
Never stopped. I appreciate the people that keep on calling 573-GASLINE, 573-GASLINE. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rich, calling from Worcester.
Where's Worcester?
Where is that?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Is that the South?
No.
Hang up on him right now. Hang up on him. Hang on, we're only taking calls from the South.
Confederate only.
Only Southerners are winning. The North, you guys won enough. All right? You think I don't remember? You think I don't remember the Civil War? My great-grandpappy fought in that war. And you guys went and took away all of our slaves. So you think you're going to take away our Skankfest South tickets? Uh-uh. Sorry, only the South. You have to have a thick Southern accent. You have to be from a Southern state. Or country. I'll accept people from Australia.
All right.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Madeline Cole. I'm from Texas.
Finally.
Madeline from Texas.
Bless
there you go.
Her heart.
Beautiful.
Bless her.
So,
achy,
Madeline,
breaky heart.
Madeline, you're calling from Texas. Very nice. Very nice to have you calling to the Real Ass Podcast. We're gonna. I'm gonna do a little bit more trivia. Do you think you're prepared to win some tickets to Skankfest South, happening in Texas, Houston, Texas, March 27th to 29th, 2020? Are you prepared for this?
I think so.
Very nice. All right, Madeline. All you have to do right now is tell me your bra size.
Oh shit. 34B.
34B, she got some okay titties. Give her some tickets. She wants some tickets. Put her on hold. Find out her information. Bring those little titties off out to Skankfest happening in Houston March 27th to 29th. I got to give the tickets to the women. We get no women at Skankfest.
That is so true.
You know, yeah, she could have probably said D. Nobody would have.
It is highly sausage.
Held it against her. Shannon, do you feel like more of a woman when you heard about those pathetic titties?
I'm sure they're lovely.
Actually, a B cup's pretty nice. You know, I can't hate on it.
Nice perky pair of
bees. Nice little perky pair of bees.
Perky pair of bees.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Madeline, we got another winner here on the Real Ass Podcast. Mm. All right. All right. Next up, I got to talk about this. Wait, what is it? There's a new Ghostbusters trailer.
And it doesn't look terrible.
Is it a female Ghostbusters?
No.
They brought the guys back.
Kinda.
What do you mean? Let's see. What's going on? I like that. I like that they say, you know what, girl? Sorry, you had your shot. We gave you your shot to come
Fool
in.
Fool me once.
Yeah. Very nice. I like this. They don't do this too often. I thought it was going to be an all-black, all-trans Ghostbusters.
Mostly white.
Yeah, they were going to... And the chamber that they keep the ghosts in after they collect them? Mm. I thought it was going to be in their fake pussies. They were going to just go, and they were going to release them into their fake vaginas. That's where I thought Ghostbusters was going. But guess what? We are back.
Fine.
Is it all white, man? Tell me it's all white, man.
Yes.
All white, man? There's not even the black guy?
I believe so.
No way. This is beautiful. All right, go ahead. Let's play it.
Uh-oh.
Any minute.
God damn it, Shannon.
Hold on 1 minute, please.
This is not the trailer, Shannon. This is a Entertainment Weekly piece giving their opinions. This is the problem when you have a woman in the booth. They're goddamn retarded. What am I supposed to say?
Shannon.
If I see one woman, I swear to God.
Shannon's a real nincompoop.
Yeah. I know what you wanted to say there again, Colin.
Dirty, cotton picking nincompoop.
What is that music? I'm listening to weird music in the background, Shannon. Do your goddamn job.
All right.
My mom won't say it, but we're completely broke.
This is what happened. She was a Ghostbuster, but nobody wanted to book him. I ain't having no
creepy old farmhouse our grandfather left
female
in the middle
fight my ghosts.
Why'd you bring me up here?
Entertainment value.
Get back to work.
What is that?
I don't know.
Somehow, a town that isn't anywhere near a tectonic plate, that has no fault lines, no fracking, no loud music even, is shaking on a daily basis.
Under the dining table now! Hey, remember that one summer we died under a table?
Hmm.
I found this in my living room.
Whoa, killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap?
Yeah, idiot.
Ooh.
There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years. New York in the 80s?
Wait, are they kids?
Your dad?
The Ghostbusters are kids? That's even worse. I mean, I'll be furious if that's the case. Children are weaker than women, and I'll say that right. I'll say that with a straight face.
Very progressive. Progressive of you.
I am very progressive. Let me tell you something, okay? If I'm in a fight with a bunch of blacks, okay? If I'm choosing one, either
an uprising.
Let's say, look, the war is coming. The war is coming, okay? And let's say this happens, okay? Now,
okay,
who do you want on your side? There's a line drawn. Do you want a bunch of white women or a bunch of white children?
Mm. Add the children.
They're both weak. Let's get real. But at least white women, I feel like they would have the mental capacity to call the cops or to somehow get them.
A cuntier energy.
Watch your lip, little lady.
Excuse me.
That
you.
Was not very southern of you.
That
was very unbecoming of you.
Unbecoming of a lady, you fucking dumb cunt.
Listen, bitch.
Listen.
Watch that man.
Puerto Rican whore.
Whoa, don't you ever disrespect me. I am white and I will.
Brown is not white. Jew is not white. And he is, that is sure shit not white.
I happen to go vacationing in Jamaica and I happen to have a nice tan.
I have not seen one white person since I walked in this room.
I think she's drunk, everyone. I think she's drunk. All the people listening at home, she's a drunk woman. And we're not gonna take this on the show, so we're gonna probably have to cut her mic right now.
Drunk of power. Y'all take it.
Can we have another rule? What's another rule?
Another rule.
For the Me Too rules.
Always control the narrative. Always. Do not lose control of the narrative.
Give me an example. What does that mean?
For example, if it comes down to he said and she said, you've lost. You want to take precautions before that ever happens to make sure that the story, the accurate story, this ain't for assaulters, is the real story. If you're assaulting, you belong in jail. If you have not assaulted, you can come to me. I will help you.
If you've not assaulted.
Not
on,
assaulted.
How do you define assault?
You may not assault.
How do you find assault?
For fuck's sake.
Give me the line. All right, where's the line?
Give you the line.
Give me the line.
You are a monster.
There's a line that people got to go to, okay?
That's right. The truth will shit you free.
So what would you consider assault? Give me an example.
Assault is...
carving your name into her forehead.
An expression of love.
Right, I agree.
Oh, we are on the same page. I agree.
Okay, so that's not assault. That is before
the line. We do not differ. That is correct.
Okay, what about if she's acting up... okay, in front of your cousins or your uncles.
Your wife.
All right. Now she's acting up, giving her a little bit of a smack on the side of the head, saying, Hey lady, this is the men of my family. They gotta respect me.
You can say it, but what is your hand doing?
Smacking her upside the head.
You see, the female brain is smaller than the men's.
You
brain.
See, assault is cultural. There are times
it's a mental state. I like that.
An
yes.
assaultive state is yes. a mental confusion. You must reframe it as a sort of helping hand.
I get it.
You understand that?
Be like, oh, what's
control
that?
Control the narrative.
There's a fly on your face.
You are beginning to understand.
Oh my God, a bee!
You are. On the right path. I will guide you.
This is the truth for everyone listening. This is not a joke, okay? You can accidentally hit your girlfriend in the face probably 3 or 4 times in your life. Accidentally. You gotta do like an elbow to the nose. Be like, oh, I'm so sorry, baby. I was just putting on my jacket. You get away with it 3 or 4 times in your life. So you gotta save those moments. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Is that what you're saying?
I say if they overlap with anger... it's very difficult to reframe. Very difficult. If it is in the middle of a happy conversation, then yes, I suppose.
You want
that the accident stands.
So
it's going to be difficult to sort
you
of.
You are not being persuasive.
I'm being persuasive. I'm just saying this. I'm saying this. There's going to be.
I agree.
Thank you very much. You know what? You might be going to Skank Fest.
I fucking am going. Whether I get an invite or not.
That is tragic.
Listen to me.
Get your tits out, Karen.
You can't save it obviously for when you're in a happy mood. You're at dinner. It's got to be it can't be in the middle of a fight.
Then that's correct.
It can't be in the middle of the fight. You got to be like afterwards. You be like, all right, baby, I'm sorry, I was wrong. And then when you go to reach out your arms, you kind of have a fist. Your back puncher in the face. Oh, I was trying to hug you.
I was doing my yoga.
Now, does that satisfy your urge for violence?
100%.
If you must then explain it as an accident. You say, I wanted to apologize and I hit you by mistake.
Yeah, but here's the problem. We're trying to avoid the Me Too moment, okay? So, yeah, unfortunately.
So I would say control your elbow in advance.
What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get over the fact that she's not going to know that she had what's coming to her. Right? You're going to have to let that fact go. Because if she knows, you're going to get Me Too'd. This is all about controlling the narrative, as you just said.
It is not possible that you throw an elbow and there were no signs of your violence in advance. She made a decision to stay with a violent man, and then you made good on that violence. She knew. She picked you.
Yeah.
You. She picked you.
So I'm just, we're on the same page. We're very close. Me and Karen, we're mind melding right
I
now.
I think we see each other. I think sometimes we speak at odds.
That's true. But you know what? This is how you come to true progression.
That's true.
This is true progress, everyone.
We are building bridges and tearing down walls.
I love
Whoa.
It.
Ooh, build a wall.
Don't forget.
That's right. You know what? Build a wall. That's a great point.
Tearing down walls.
Colin. Don't you ever...
We build walls. We build walls.
We tear them down. We use the material from the all walls to build the walls that we then design.
We build cages for those heathen Mexicans out of the walls from the cages.
We are finally understanding one another.
Exactly.
It has taken us 40 minutes.
What happened to that boy who died in custody? Wasn't there a 16-year-old Guatemalan
that
boy
is
died
old
in custody?
News, my friend.
Was it old news?
That's old news.
Had a bit of a flu.
I don't think they did anything wrong.
It was a flu.
It was God's will.
God.
God wanted this boy to die in custody.
God took that boy for a reason.
This young Guatemalan boy is partying with Jesus right now. I don't know why we're not celebrating.
Whoa. He ain't partying with Jesus. Not my Jesus.
My Jesus does not party with Guatemalans.
He might be serving the lemonade to my Jesus. He ain't partying with my Jesus, I tell you that.
He's doing Jesus' yard work, maybe. If he's
making,
lucky.
He making Mrs. Jesus' bed. He ain't partying with my Jesus.
Now he may be cleaning Jesus' pool. He could be delivering Jesus' Uber Eats. There's a very good chance of that. You know, that's fine. That's a fine life in heaven.
He could be earning a tip.
He could easily be earning his keep. You know what? To be honest with you, there are no walls in heaven. I'll say it right now. Now, that's the most progressive thing I've ever said in my entire life.
That heaven is full.
You don't need them. It's all white people.
Walls.
You don't need any walls.
Woo. Whatever you are, that ain't white.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That ain't white.
Little lady, stop disrespecting the show.
Little Dixie's up here.
There ain't one white person.
You got quite a lip on
you,
little Dixie. You
throwing that word around. Why? I don't see nobody white. Who are you talking about?
Why is this bird brain lady speaking up so much up here up north?
The
gentlemen are trying to conversate,
your
woman.
Your accent is a tragedy.
I will not be objectified.
I reserve the right.
If you don't like this show, this is a good show. I don't care what anybody says. I'll stand by this one. It started off a little bit rocky, started off a little bit shaky.
And it has gone downhill from there.
We are at the top of the mountain.
This is what happens when you let a bird brain express her opinions for too long, Mr. Gomez.
Where are the whites? Louis J. Gomez, right. I demand a white.
Everyone relax.
What is this creature?
Everyone relax.
No whites you bring me to.
I'm going to open up.
As disrespect.
I'm going to open up the phone line.
What was that, Mr. Gomez?
Hello.
I am going to open up the phone lines one more time. 573 Gas Line. We are going to give away a pair of tickets to one Southern folk who can answer some sort of trivia.
One ticket per titty.
Some sort of trivia. Very hard. I make it very even for both the men and the women.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This has been a great show. We got a little bit more to talk about, a little bit more to go. But 573 Gasline is the phone number. Grab your tickets for Skankfest South. Skankfest Houston happening March 27th through 29th. Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a weekend it's going to be. All the greatest comedians in the world. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Hold on. That's Hold perfect. On. Question, Shane. Is Oklahoma
hey,
the
it's
South?
Where Garth Brooks is from.
I do love me some Garth Brooks.
What's your favorite Garth Brooks song?
You know what?
Song?
That's it. Name three Garth Brooks songs for some free Skankfest tickets. Go!
Calling Baton Rouge, Thunder Rolls.
That's a good one.
Unanswered Prayer.
Wow! There he is. Ladies and gentlemen,
he
won.
The very best of Garth Brooks. What's your favorite Garth Brooks song,
First
Lewis?
Of all, I sing my son Unanswered Prayers every night before he goes to bed. I really do.
I remember you saying that. I brought a damn tear to my eye.
You know what? You are a nice, white, southern gentleman, and you are coming to Skankfest. I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy for you.
I got beans, greens, potatoes,
God bless you, dog.
Lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
I love it. I love another white man that's going to be in the crowd at Skankfest, Texas. Houston, Texas, happening March 27th to 29th. Put him on hold. Okay, and that'll be that. Yeah, and I know all those songs. I'm a true and blue
Southern boy.
True blue Garth Brooks fan. call them Baton Rouge. Love that song. I do that one in karaoke sometimes.
Good to know.
Shannon, are we doing karaoke at the Christmas party, the Gas Digital Christmas party?
Yes, I believe so.
What song do you want me to do? I'm definitely going to do Eminem's Rap God.
I'd like you to do Friends in Low Places.
Nah, Friends in Low Places sucks. It's a boring one. Call 'em Baton Rouge is a good one. Maybe I'll do Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. Mm-mm. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Going around the world in a pickup truck. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. That's right. All day long. What happened with Eminem and what's his name?
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon had another beef with Eminem? That's my boy Eminem. I'll tell you right now. When Eminem came out and I was like, oh my God, the white man can do anything we put our minds to. Anything we put our minds to. They said we couldn't rap. They said we couldn't do any of that. And then Eminem came out and he did it better than everybody
white
else.
White man can steal anything we put our minds
exactly.
to.
Exactly. So I like it. So what happened with Eminem and this Mr. Nick Cannon?
Mr. Nick.
Hold on. Here's some of the quotes from Nick Cannon's diss track.
Dirty Nick.
Can we hear Nick Cannon's diss track?
Yes.
Can we just hear it? Why is he beef with Eminem again? Why do people keep on coming at M?
I believe it has something to do with Mariah Carey.
From back in the day, didn't M already embarrass this punk? Didn't M already annihilate this?
Nick. Dirty Nick.
He's a dirty
will
Nick.
Be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? No, I'm not even talking, buddy.
Hold on. We might get booted from YouTube.
Why would we get booted?
If we play this.
Demonetized.
We haven't been monetized in years on this channel.
Booted.
You want to play it?
I think we're not going to get booted, are we?
Okay.
Yes, we'll see what happens. It's the end of the show anyway. If we get booted, we'll edit it in.
The fool to everybody else. What you about? When it takes off.
When I saw
Eminem for bitch.
Wow, Eminem is a bitch.
I could say I love it, but it's hard to understand. I just want the real, baby. You can have my last. You know, if you go.
Is that Greer Barnes?
Ain't no coming back.
Is that New York comedian, legendary Greer Barnes?
Greer Barnes having a cigarette outside the cellar?
I like it.
But the white boy, he fucking crack. Pills and smack. Shit about to relapse. Call Kim, somebody get Haley. And that other kid you raising, that ain't even your baby.
Oh!
Grammy. We going back to back to your spot, man. Family. My baby mama killed you off a decade ago. You still
raising a baby is an insult to these people.
I just don't understand. All right, it's fine. All right, we got it. It's fine. My
can
problem.
I pass that off as a certain conversation thing.
I just why come at Eminem? You're just nobody's gonna win that battle, baby. It's Eminem.
No, because everyone has forgotten about Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Cannon is one of
he
best.
Needs an M.
Nick Cannon
to be
probably
relevant.
Top five. Hip hop artists. Excuse me, I got a jitterbug in my throat. I like Nick Cannon.
Suge Knight is also on the track.
Suge Knight's on the track.
Yeah, from jail.
Really?
Halt from jail.
Really? Suge Knight's on the track from jail. I mean, look, you know, Eminem, if he decides to get motivated and he'll just kill Nick Cannon again. It's almost like it doesn't matter because
almost like
it's almost like
matter.
It doesn't matter. But I feel like these people do it. They just
but Nick Cannon's wilding out, books so many funny comedians here in New York City.
It does. It is home to many a comedians here in New York City. But I'll
one
tell you
of
right
every
now,
color.
If Eminem booked his own sort of wilding out, all white like white and wilding out, white and wilding out. That's the show right there. Mm-hmm. It would be better. Okay, because well, imagine they do all the same things that the black people do. Except they're white. Imagine
except,
that now.
Except they monetize.
Imagine they're all monetized. They're allowed to walk around a mall without security following them around.
Problem is Eminem too much pride.
Too much white pride? I say not enough white pride.
I hear that.
I love a man who beefs.
Yeah.
I love an adult who beefs.
Me too. That's my thing.
An adult beef.
I live online beefing. I beef all day. Beef in the morning, beef in the evening, beef at supper time.
Yeah, that you are on brand.
if you're a woman with addicts, Louis J. Gomez.
Don't call me Louis Gay Gomez. That's going to be. I was actually going to book you on Skankfest South. I was going to surprise you at the end of this show, but you called me Louis Gay Gomez. Calling somebody gay is worse, almost as bad as calling somebody black or not white.
Almost.
All right, then, you fuck a faggot. Don't
not as much. Not as much as being called a Jew. You call me a Jew. Those are words right there, okay?
Louis, the J stands for Jew.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Right,
back up.
We're gonna wrap this one up. This has been
That's beefing. Like Nick Cannon smack talk right now.
This has been a lot of fun, this show, okay? This has been
Big Dogs Podcast.
The Texas edition of the Real Ass Podcast. We are celebrating Skankfest South, happening March 27th to 29th. One more time, grab those tickets to skankfest.net. If you listen this far, good for you guys. God bless your soul.
I'm just getting loose.
You're just getting a little bit loose.
That moonshine's trying to make me feel fine and dandy.
Moonshine been settling into my bones.
We're going to be back on Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll be back on the Gas Digital Network, and we'll check you then. Peace.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
That's all, folks.